हरिः ओम्। छांदोग्य उपनिषद चैप्टर 8 सेक्शन 8 मंत्र 1। ये आत्मा अपहत पाप्मा विजरो विमृत्युर विशोकः विजिगत्सोपि पासः सत्यकाम सत्यसंकल्पः सोन्वेष्टव्यः स विजिज्ञासितव्यः स सर्वागश्च लोकानाप्नोति स सर्वागश्च कामान् यस्तमात्मानम् अनुविद्य विजानातीति प्रजापतिरुवाच। We saw this mantra in the last webinar, where the story of a dialogue between Prajapati, Brahmaji, and Indra and Virochana was introduced. Indra, the lord of the Devas, king of the Devas, and Virochana, the king of the Asuras. They have approached Brahmaji for Atma Jnanam, because Brahmaji made a declaration that through Atma Jnanam one can fulfill all desires. Sarvan Kaman, Sarvan Lokan, Sarvan Kaman, all of them avapnoti. So this is the setting. And now let us go. We saw this mantra in the last webinar. Now let us continue with mantra 2. Taddo bhayem devasura anubhudire teha uchuhum hanta ta atmanam anvichamaha यमात्मानमन्विष्य सर्वागश्च लोकानाप्नोति सर्वागश्च कामानिति इन्द्रो हैव देवानाम् अभिप्रवव्राज विरोचनो असुराणां तौह अंसविधानो एव समित्पाणि प्रजापतिसकाशम् आजग्मधुको आजग्मतुः। सो दि उपनिषद् कण्टिन्यूस्। Thad means that declaration of Prajapati that broadcast all over the 14 lokas. So, Devasuraha Ubhaye Anubhudire, all the Devas and Atura, Asuras, they came to know. So, when the local humans have internet, what to talk of the heavenly world? So, therefore, they all came to know Ubhaye, both groups, and Teha Uchuho. They all, you have to assume that they all had a meeting, they talked among themselves. And what did they say? Anta. So, tam atmanam anvechamaha. Since it is going to give all the pleasures, sarvan kaman, since it is going to fulfill all our desires, certainly we should go after that knowledge and we should know that atma. That was the decision they made, tam atmanam. So, atmanam refers to paramatmanam, saguna, nirguna, ubayatmaka, paramatmanam, anvechamaha. Let us pursue that. And why should we pursue that? Yam Atmanam Anuvishya, by inquiring into the nature of that Paramatma, Sarvagascha Lokan Apnoti. Prajapati has already promised that person will attain all the lokas without any movement from wherever they are sitting. That is the glory, without any movement. Remaining where you are, you can swallow or acquire all the 14 lokas. So, sarvagascha lokan apnoti, and along with that, sarvagascha kaman apnoti. All the desired objects also one can attain. Iti. So, this is the proclamation. And because of this reason, simultaneously two meetings were going on. One is in the Devaraja Sabha, another in the Asura Raja Sabha. We can imagine all that. And both of them, they simultaneously conduct all these meetings and they decide we should know that Atma. But when they decided, if we have to vacate this loka and travel to Prajapati loka, that will be a problem. And therefore, what will the intelligently they wanted to do? Select one representative. That person can go, he can learn, he can come back. And whom they chose, each of them? The Devas together they chose their Raja Indra, and Asuras chose their Raja, namely Virochana. Therefore, it is said, Indro Haiva Devanam Abhipravraja. Among the Devas, Indra was decided to become the Vidyarthi. And Virochanaha Asuranam Madhye, among the Asuras, Virochana was chosen. And both of them did not phone up Prajapati or anything like that and ask him to come there, because we are Rajas. So you have to remember, even though they are kings, they decided to go to the Guru. So these are all indirect messages which the Upanishad wants to communicate to us. A Sishya must go seeking the Guru. Tadvijnatam sa gurumeva abhigachet. And how should he go? Not like attending a wedding function, putting on all the special dress and ornaments and all that. Not for Vedanta class at least. Similarly, Indra also removed all his special emperor's dresses and wore only ordinary dress like a sannyasi. So, pravavraja is the verb used, actually Shankaracharya, he says that verb indicates. So, pravavrajanam sannyasaha. He became a sannyasi as it were. Not formally, but informally. Therefore, the aim is not to draw the attention of the students. Everyone should see what I am wearing or any of those things. Attraction is not the attraction there. He wants to go and learn. Therefore, Abhi Pravavraja. He became simple and became an inner sannyasi. Similarly, Virochana also became an inner sannyasi and real vidyarthis. And what is the vidyarthi lakshanam? That we have already seen that. Some I have mentioned it. Kakadrishtihi. Bhagadhyanam, Swananidra, Tadevacham, Alpaharam, Jirnavastra. Jirnavastra means what? Simple dress. Alpaharam. Even though both of them are Rajas, enjoying enormous comforts, they were readily willing to give up all those for the sake of knowledge. That indicates humility. So Shankaracharya gives this, actually Shankaracharya says all this, gives this explanation for the term Abhip Pravavraja. Parichadam sarvam hitva. So parichadam means all the paraphernalia of a king. They all left. And both of them started. But each one did not know that the other one is also going. Therefore, the Upanishad says, tauham asamvidhanam eva. Each one did not know that the other one is going to Prajapati. And both of them are not in good terms also, we know, because Devas and Asuras, they are all born rivals. And now and then they always fight also. Therefore, normally, they would like to avoid the function where the other is going, normally. But since they did not know, both of them went. And all interesting things, the Upanishad, you know, declares, asamvidhana, with each other's communication, maintaining dvesha, and they still went. So, without any, when they went to the Guru, they left all other things and went in seeking knowledge only. They went. And why all these things are all said by the Upanishads, we already said. Because later, when they reach Prajapati, they are going to become what? The same ashrama vasis. They have to be friends. The same Gurukula vasa has to be done. So Shankaracharya says, this is the glory of Brahma Vidya and of the Guru and also of the Gurukula ashrama. And what is that glory? Where even arch rivals, bond rivals can live at peace without hatred. The Upanishad will say later, this is a preparation for that. But Samitpani, offering, they always, we already saw all that thing in some other context. So both of them knew that they have to express their Shraddha and Bhakti to the Guru, which is indicated by Samit, taken in the hand. Samit, you know, is the twigs which are used for offering, doing oblations in havans. So, Riktahastena Nopeyat Rajanam Daivatam Gurum. We have already told this shloka also earlier. When a person has to go see a Raja, a god in the temple, or a Guru, one should not go empty-handed. Tadvidhi Pranipatena Pariprashnena Sevaya. That's what Krishna said also in the Gita. So, it is symbolic of surrender to the Guru. So, also the dry condition of the twigs, the Samit, that also symbolizes which is ready to catch fire. Similarly, Shishya also must be dry. Dry in the sense, ready to catch the fire of knowledge. So, the fire of knowledge must catch instantaneously, and dryness indicates Vairagya and Viveka, all those, you know, good qualifications also. So, normally they talk about three types of buddhi. One is called Karpura buddhi, another is called coal buddhi, another is plant and stalk buddhi. So, when a camphor is taken near the fire, it catches fire immediately. With a piece of coal, we have to keep it on the fire for some time and keep on blowing. But once it gets the fire, it retains for a long time. And in the case of plantain, not only it will not catch fire, it may put off the flames also. Similarly, certain students may even make the guru forget Vedanta, whereas certain other shishyas, they may inspire the guru also. Similarly, these two with samit in their hand, so Prajapati Sakasham, near Prajapati Ajagmatuhu. It's a dual number. Both of them came together to Prajapati. And then what did they do? Tauha Dvatrigum Shatam Varshani Brahmacharyam Ushatuhum Tauha Prajapati Ruvacham Kamichantau Avastamithim Tauha Vuchuhum Yeshaha Atma Apahata Patma Vijaro Vimurtur Vishokaham Vijagatsopi Pasaham Satyakama Satyasankalpaham Yonveshtavyaham Sa Vijignasitavyaham Sa Sarvagascha Lokanapnotim Sarvagascha Kaman Yastam Atmanam Anuvidyam Vijanatitim Bhagavato Vacho Vedayantem Tamichantau Avastamitim. So according to tradition, one does not get the teaching from the guru immediately when they go to the Gurukulam, because guru wants to take some time to judge the disciple, because na buddhi bedam janayet ajnanam karma sanginam. So as Gita Acharya said, the student may wrongly understand if he is not prepared, and he may also spread the wrong knowledge. All confusion might come, buddhi bedam. So the rule is what? There must be Gurukula Vasa for some time, where the student would serve the teacher and the ashrama. So first you contribute before taking anything from the guru. Not only it will help to get Chitta Shuddhi, it will also create a rapport between the guru and Sishya. They will understand each other better. Not only that, if there are any weaknesses in the disciple, the guru can understand that and guide also by prescribing various sadhanas like varying karma, various japa, all that things he can prescribe to them. So the Gurukula Vasa is called Brahmacharya Vratam, because during that time he has to forego all comforts. It is a life of discipline. Now imagine, who are the students? Indra and Virochana. What all comforts they would have enjoyed? All of them, they gave up all those comforts and lived a brahmachari life for how long? 32 years they lived like that. That is like yukta ahara viharasyam, yukta cheshtasyam, karmasyam. So all that thing Krishna said, they left all those comforts and then came to live in the Gurukulam. So after living for 32 years of brahmacharyam, they met Prajapati again. No teacher will teach unless he judges the sincerity of the student. And now he asks the question here, Kimichantau avastam iti. For what purpose did you live a life of brahmacharya in this Gurukulam? Certainly for learning. But the question is, learning what? What particular knowledge you want to learn? And Indra and Virochana repeated Prajapati's proclamation. They just said what brahmachari said. Yeshaha atma apahata papma vijaro vimrityuho vishokaha vijigatsopi pasaha satyakama satyasankalpaha soonveshtavyaha sa vijignasitavyaha sa sarvagascha lokana apnoti sarvagascha kaman yastam atmanamanu vidya vijanati iti. Whatever was said earlier, they just repeated. You said, announced all that, so we have come in search of that knowledge that will give all this. It is all the repetition of the first mantra, Prajapati's proclamation. They say you had made such an announcement and you said, Saha Anveshtaveha, that Atma alone is to be sought after. And that is why we have come to learn that. Tam Ichantav Avastam. And incidentally, a grammatical point also is given here. Suppose if someone asks, who are you? What normally we say, I am so and so. We cannot say for the question, who are you? I are Swamiji, so and so. I am Swamiji. I am so and so, we have to say. Swamiji gives this example. I am so and so, we should tell. For the question, who is the station? Actually, there is a station master example also Swamiji gives. For who is the station master? Somebody asked, yes, station master in a small train station in somewhere, in some place. So the person replies, instead of saying, I am the station master, he asked the question, who is the station master? And he said, I is the station master. Then he asked, oh, are you the station master? Then he replied, yes, I are the station master. So one has to convert the Pratama Purushaha and Madhyama Purushaha. So these are all into Uttama Purusha, all the various small grammatical things. People mention all that things. So you made a mistake. This is called Sambrahma. So Tam Ichantau Avastam. So that is what is there in the mantra, the third person. So the reply should have been, we lived in Uttama Purusha should be, so Avasma, Avastva, so something like that. So Swa should have come. But Shankaracharya says, not that they don't know grammar or anything. All this Shankara mentions in his commentary. So Sambrahmatevam Uktavantam. Out of fear, they said all that. Because even though they may be kings, when they talk in front of the guru, they have naturally that fear of respect. That's an aside point. Continuing sloka 4. Tauha prajapatiru vacham ya yesho agni purusho drishyate yesha atmetiha vacham etat amritam abhayam etat brahmeti atayoyam bhagavaha apsuparikhyayate yaschayam adarshem katamayesha iti yesha u eva yesha yeshu sarveshu anteshu parikhyayata iti uvacham. Now Prajapati begins his teaching to Indra and Virochana. The teaching is going to be of Sharira Traya Vilakshana Atma. The Atma is distinct from the Stula Shariram, Sukshma Shariram and Karna Shariram. And this Atma is of Chaitanya Swarupam and three Shariram's are Jada Swarupam. Atma is Chaitana, Chetana. So the three Shariram's are objects. Drishya Rupam, Atma is Drig Rupam. Three Shariram's are Savikalpa Rupam, subject to division, whereas Atma is Nirvikalpaka Rupam, and the three Shariram's are Savikara Rupam, they are subject to modifications, Atma is Nirvikara Rupam. So finally, the three Shariram's are Mithya Rupam, Atma is Satya Rupam. So Jada, Chetanam, Drishyam, Drig, Savikalpam, Nirvikalpam, Savikaram, Nirvikaram, Mithya, Satyam. So this is what he is going to say. So this is the Atma, Anatma, Viveka. That we have already seen in the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita from Shlokas 12 to 25. You may refer to Gita lectures for detailed analysis of all these various disciplines, various differences. So in the website. Okay, even though Atma is different from all the three, because of aviveka or confusion, one mixes of Atma and Anatma called Tadatmya Adhyasaha. These are all philosophical terms, Vedantic terms, Tadatmya Adhyasaha. It is called Sharira Traya Abhimanaha, when association with identification with the three bodies. And when the Atma identifies with this Stula Shariram and takes the properties of Stula Shariram, that Atma is called Vishwaha. What I am going to teach, these are already familiar to you, but refresher, it can be. So the waker I, who is functioning through the gross physical body, experiencing the external world, Bahya Prapancha, when the very same Atma disidentifies with Stula Shariram, the gross body, and identifies with the Sukshma Shariram, the subtle body, mainly consisting of mind and the vasanas, and experiences the inner world of dreams, projections, etc. The very same Atma is called Taijasaha, the dreamer eye. During waking state, it is like Swamiji says, it is video camera, it's a recorder, VCR. And during dream state, it is player, VCP. So, if you remember the Tattva Bodha, Jagradavasthayam, Yad Drishtam, Yad Shrutam, Tad Janita Vasanaya, Nidra Samayem, Yap Prapanchaha Pratiyate, Sa Swapna Vastha. Definition of dream. Therefore, whatever was the impressions created during Jagradavastha are only projected. They are only played back. Therefore, Atma itself is called Vishwam, when identified with Stula Shariram. And the same Atma itself is called the Taijasam when identified with the Sukshma Shariram. And the very same Atma is called the Pragnyaha when identified with Karana Shariram. That is when everything is resolved. Karana Shariram is a passive equipment, we can say. That means what? Mind is resolved, sense organs are resolved, because during deep sleep, all of them are resolved. Bodily functions are resolved, then that unmanifest condition itself is Karana Sharira. and the very same Atma identified with that unmanifest non-functioning karana shariram and therefore does not experience anything outside, that is called prajna. Now I am trying to give some details about what is vishwa, taijasa and prajna. So again, Atma identified with the functioning instruments is called vishwaha in the waking state. Atma identified with half function, we can say half functioning instruments, is taijasa during dream state, and Atma identified with non-functioning instruments is prajnaha in the deep sleep state. So when Atma is looked from its own standpoint, not identified with the karana shariram, sukshma shariram, stula shariram, all of them, that Atma is called turiyam. And how to realize that Atma, if somebody asks, the answer is, you need not realize that Atma because you are that Atma. We have seen this in detail in Mandukya and all those places. Therefore, you are the turiyam who become Vishwam, Taijasam and Prajna, depending on your identifications with the respective shariram, stula shariram, sukshma shariram or karana shariram. But as yourself, Vishwa, Taijasa, Prajna, Vilakshana, Turiyaha, Tvam Asi. Nanta Pragyam, Na Bakish Pragyam, No Bhayata Pragyam, Na Pragyanaganam, Na Pragyam, Na Pragyam, Adrishtam, Avyavaharyam, Agrahyam, Alakshanam, Achintyam, Avyavapadesham, Ekatma Pratyasharam, Shantam, Shivam, Advaitam, Chaturtham manyante sa atma sa vigneha. We saw it in Mandukya. So we can say that this portion is almost similar to the Mandukya portion. It is not as famous as Mandukya Upanishad because, people say there was no Gaudapada who wrote the Karika for this. Mandukya became very famous because of Gaudapada's Karika. So of this, Vishwa is the grossest eye. Taijasa, subtler eye. Prajna, the subtler eye, subtler than that. And I, the turiyam, am the subtlest, the subject, the subtlest possible. So which alone is otherwise called Param Brahma. Therefore, I, as myself, am Param Brahma, which is Apahata Papma. I did all these things because to come to this Apahata Papma. I don't have any papam, which belongs to what? Papam belongs to what? The three shariram, stula, sukshma, karana shariram. I am vijaraha. Vijaraha means jara rahitaha. Because jara means old age and all that things, that becomes what? To stula shariram. Vimrutyuhu, apipasaha, vijigastaha. Free from all these things like death, hunger, thirst and all that thing. Aham, purnaha, amrutaha, brahma swarupaha, aham. And it is this Atma, anveshtavyaha, vijignasitavyaha. If this turiya Atma is known alone, sarva kama praptihi, all that thing one can attain, all kamas. Why? Because this turiyam is purna swarupaha. The moment I know I am turiyam, I can claim I am purnaha. Aham vrikshas yareriva, kirti prittam girereva, urdva pavitro vajini vasvamrtam asmim, Dravinagum Savarchasam Sumedha Amritokshitaha. I am the Adharam of the whole universe. I the Turiyam, not the body. My body is supported by this earth. But as Turiyam, I myself support the earth itself. Mayeva Sakalam Jatam, Mayi Sarvam Pratishtitam, Mayi Sarvam Layam Yati. Okay. But a teacher cannot reveal this Turiyam directly. Because it is the subtlest. Ati sukshmatvat tham turdarsham gudam anupravishtam guhahitam and gahvareshtam puranam. It is supposed to be very subtle, extremely subtle. And therefore, the methodology a teacher adopts is called Arundhati Darshana Nyayaha. This also I have mentioned earlier in some other context. To show the subtle star of Arundhati in marriages and all, you would have seen Arundhati Darshana they do. So first we have to show the grossest star and then they go further. You look at sometimes even they show, it seems the moon first and then from there they go down. So okay, go look at this side and all that slowly. So Prajapati here first reveals విశ్వః విచ్ ఇస్ ది గ్రాసెస్ట్. సో ప్రథమ పాద కాల్డ్ ప్రథమ పాద. సో జాగ్రత్త స్థానో బహిష్ప్రజ్ఞ, దిస్ ఇస్ వి హావ్ ఆల్రెడీ సీన్ దిస్ ఆల్సో ఎల్స్. సో సప్తాంగ ఏకన వింశతి ముఖ స్థూలభుగ్ వైశ్వానర ప్రథమ పాద, వీ హ్యావ్ సీన్ దిస్ లోక ఆల్సో ఎర్లియర్. సో దెన్ ఫ్రిష్ ఫ్రమ్ విశ్వ హీ విల్ టేక్ టు తైజస. సో ఫస్ట్ హీ విల్ టాక్ అబౌట్ విశ్వ ద గ్రాసెస్ట్, దెన్ ఫ్రమ్ దర్ హీ విల్ టేక్ టు తైజస అండ్ దెన్ టు ప్రాజ్ఞ అండ్ ఫైనలీ టు తురియం. దట్ ఈస్ ది ప్రోగ్రెస్ ది ఎవల్యూషన్. అండ్ హూ ఈస్ దిస్ విశ్వ? దట్ ఈస్ గోయింగ్ టు బి టాట్ ఇన్ దిస్ మంత్ర. బట్ ఇన్స్టెడ్ ఆఫ్ యూసింగ్ ద వర్డ్ విశ్వ, ప్రజాపతి యూసెస్ అనదర్ వర్డ్ కాల్డ్ అక్షి పురుష. ఇట్స్ ఆల్ వెరీ నైస్ ఇమాజినేషన్స్ బేస్డ్ ఆన్ దిస్ అలోన్. గౌడపాద ఆల్సో సెడ్ ఇన్ హిస్ మాండూక్య కారిక, సో దక్షిణాక్షి ముఖే విశ్వ మనస్యంత్యస్తు తైజస ఆకాశే చకృతి ప్రాజ్ఞ త్రిదాస్థానం నిబోధత. సో హీ ఆల్రెడీ మెన్షన్డ్ ఇన్ దిస్ ఇన్ ద కారిక. సో వై విశ్వ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ అక్షి పురుష? ద రీజన్ ఈస్ అక్షి ఈస్ ద ఐస్. వీ నో విశ్వ ఈస్ వన్ హూ ఈస్ ఐడెంటిఫైడ్ విత్ ది స్థూల శరీరం అండ్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్సెస్ ది ఎక్స్టర్నల్ వరల్డ్. సో త్రూ ద ఫిజికల్ బాడీ ఆర్ టు బి స్పెసిఫిక్ through the pancha indriyas, because even when I experience something on the hand, for example, I have kept something on the hand, here also there is one indriyam there, which is twag indriyam. There are four indriyas, they are located, and one pervades throughout the body. So the chakshur indriyam, shrotra indriyam, so all those things, they are located. In the eyes, the chakshur indriyam is there, shrotra indriyam is in the ears, so like the twag indriyam. So the twag indriyam alone, it pervades all the other indriyas. Thus, we experience through the indriyas, sense organs. But there is a portion in the body, for example, the kesha, the hair, and the nakha. So, in the nails, where there is no indriyam. They are not covered by the twagindriyam, the skin. No pain when you cut, for example, either the hair or the nail. So, our experience through physical body is experienced through పంచ ఇంద్రియాణి ఓన్లీ. వాట్ ఎవర్ వి ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ త్రూ ద ఫిజికల్ బాడీ ఇస్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ద పంచ ఇంద్రియాస్. సో దెన్ ద శాస్త్రం ఎన్క్వైర్స్ ఆఫ్ దీస్ ఫైవ్ సెన్స్ ఆర్గన్స్ విచ్ ఇస్ ద మోస్ట్ పవర్ఫుల్ అండ్ హూస్ అబ్సెన్స్ అఫెక్ట్స్ వన్ ద మోస్ట్. ఇఫ్ ఎన్క్వైరీ ఈస్ మేడ్, ఇట్ ఈస్ అక్షిహి. దట్ ఈస్ కన్సిడర్డ్ టు బి ద మోస్ట్ పవర్ఫుల్, మోస్ట్ ఆఫన్ యూస్డ్, గివ్స్ ది గ్రేటెస్ట్ ఇంపాక్ట్ అండ్ హూస్ యు నో అఫెక్ట్స్ the maximum, which affects the maximum. That is why we love the eyes the most. And not only that, whomsoever we love the most, what do we say? We call them by the name Kanne Maniye, all that thing we say. No, there may be other similar terms in other languages also. In Tamil we say all this, Kanne Maniye, all the, we don't call Kade Mukhi and all that, the ears and nose. Therefore, Vishwa is predominantly identified with the eye. That is the imagination of the Shastras. And therefore, Shastra says, Chakshuhu. Chakshuhu is the location of the Vishwa. The location means the identification. We identify Vishwa with eyes. So, Akshisthanaha Vishwaha. So, Akshisthana means the place where the eyes are. So, in this mantra, that much alone is gone. But in some other place, the Shastra goes even one step further. If we say Vishwa is in the eyes, between the two eyes, which is more powerful? Even that inquiry goes in some other Shastras. And Shastram feels among the two eyes, the right eye is generally more powerful. Like the right-handed people in general. But leftists have rights too. We know. Left-handed are also there. But generally right-handed. Similarly, the right eye is supposed to be more powerful. Therefore, what is Vishwasya Sthanam now? Dakshinakshi Mukhe Vishwaha. So in the Dakshina, in the right side. So this is a source for Gaudapada's Karika is from here. That is what, you know, we are trying to come to. And that is what called, that is what is said by Prajapati. Now, if you look at the mantra, Tauha Prajapati Ruvacha Ya Yeshaha Akshini Purushaha Drishyate. Atma is this knower who is predominantly present in the eyes, identified with the eyes. For all practical purposes, we can translate it as Vishwaha. And Yeshaha Atmeti Uvacha. This knower alone is the Atma. What Atma? Which I announced before. These are Brahmaji's words. Yesha Atma, Apakata Papma, Vijaro, Vimrityu, and all that. And this Atma alone is Etat Amritam, Abhayam, Brahmeti. This alone is Brahman. Of course, this is not a fact that we know. Because Vishwa is not Brahman. Then who is Brahman? Thuriyam alone is Brahman. But Prajapati knows this. But he wants to take by step. Like, you know, Taittiriya Upanishad also we have seen this. Anyantra Atma Pranamayaha, Anyantra Atma Manomayaha, all that evolution. So temporarily, Vishwa is equated to Brahman as a stepping stone, not as a fact. Therefore, Etat Amritam, Etat Abhayam, Etat Brahmeti. Up to this is the teaching. And from Atha, Atha Yoyam Bhagavaha onwards is the response to the teaching from Indra and Virochana. What they understood from this? Unfortunately, they totally misunderstood this teaching. How? Prajapati, what did he say? The man Akshipurushaha, the person on the ice or in the ice. So they wondered what person can be in the eye. So they started looking into Prajapati's eyes themselves. Since there was some distance, they could not see clearly. So they went closer to Prajapati and they saw. When they went near and looked into Prajapati's eyes, what did they see? They saw their own image in the eye, the reflection of themselves in the eye of Prajapati. Eyes are like mirrors. And upon the mirror-like eye, the chaya of a person can fall. And therefore, Indra and Virochana misunderstood this chaya shariram as the atma. This is called chayatma. So, pratibimba atma. And having misunderstood thus, they asked for a clarification from Prajapati. What did they say? Yoyam Bhagavaha apsu parikhyayate. O Prajapati, when we look into our water, into waters, we see our own image. Yascha ayam adarshe. When we look into a mirror, we see the chaya, the image. We see, and so thus we see many pratibimbas, many images. Of these, which one is Atma? Right? When I look at a mirror, I see one pratibimba. See, in the eyes, I see one. Waters, I see one thing. So, because any polished surface can reflect. And Shankaracharya gives the example of a sword. A sword we can see, or in a silver vessel also. Therefore, when you look at them, you can see your image. So, Katamaha Eva. And what did Prajapati answer for this? Yesha vu eva yeshu sarveshu anteshu parikhyayate. All these images are Atma only. Now we will wonder, both Indra and Virochana have understood wrongly. Why can't Prajapati correct them? He also agrees with them and says, yesha vu eva yeshu sarveshu anteshu parikhyayate. This image seen in all these things, waters, ice, mirrors, the image seen, they are all Atma. That's what Prajapati also says. Then Shankara puts a question, how can Prajapati himself bluff? If you don't want to call it a bluff, because Guru himself cannot bluff, we may call it misinformation. Disinformation, misinformation, politicians say all that. So, these are all, some person calls this terminological inexactitude. Swamiji quotes these words. So, terminological inexactitude, someone said it seems. So, all are only misleading. Father Shankaracharya gives a very beautiful answer. He says, one should never directly tell a person that you are wrong. These are all various things, you know, etiquettes. One of the most important practical advice Shankaracharya gives, one cannot tell a fact just because it is a fact. Satyam bruyat, priyam bruyat. Na bruyat satyam apriyam. We should tell satyam, correct. But we should not hurt a person. Therefore, Shankaracharya says, Prajapati did not want to hurt Indra and Virochana directly. So he writes, Acharya writes, yadi mudav uktav syatam tataham chitte dukkam syat. Yadi mudav uktav syatam. If it was pointed out, you spoke like a mudaha to Indra and Virochana, tesham chitte dukkam syatam. And we should remember, both of in their mind, they will get very hurt. Then Indra and Virochana are not ordinary people also. They are kings of devas and asuras respectively. So they have their own ego. And whether ego is right or wrong is a different question. But we have no right to hurt anyone. Because this is how basic principles are. Therefore, one advice is never contradict a person during a conversation. This is one weakness many people have. Some people have strong opinion about things also. They can never carry on a smooth conversation even for a couple of minutes. Many people, you know, begin responding by saying no first. Even if you have said something right, immediately they will say no only and then continue. He might even agree, but still he will say no first, leading to heated arguments. Then it will lead to, so never contradict a person at the outset. So experience when others are, especially when other people are present, don't contradict very outset itself. So, but that does not mean one should tell a lie. But first to say, for example, normally this is very common when you go to musical concerts, in the kacheri, in the musical concert, we always first say, oh, the kacheri was very good. Then after a couple of minutes, the thalam perhaps was off a little bit, a couple of times. And Shruti was off also sometimes. Convey that, whatever you want to say, but do not be hurtful. So if you observe that rule, we can be friendly with everybody. Shankaracharya notes all this. Otherwise, they will avoid. Of course, Shankaracharya does not say about kacheri. That is the example Swamiji gives. But here, Prajapati as a guru has a right to criticize the student. In spite of that, he did not exploit his position as a guru. Then what to talk of ordinary relationships? That's what we should understand. Okay. So if you contradict and if the Sishya is hurt, what happens? Shankaracharya says, Chitta avasadate prashnaha shravana grahana dharanam prati utsahaha vigataha syat. Once a student is hurt, and especially in the presence of fellow students, then for the rest of the class, the student will only be nursing the wound than listening to the class. So he says, Chitta avasadate. Shankaracharya says, the mind will become weak. And so for the rest of the class, there will be no prashna shravanam or grahanam or avadharanam. Person cannot listen or cannot grasp or retain. So once the teacher is misunderstood, then that is the end of the education also. That is why in the prayer, mavid vishavahai e virsai, om shanti shanti shantihi. True for all teachers. So if I make, for example, any inadvertent remarks, don't carry that forward. So iti prajapatihi manyate. And so he said, these are all of them are atma only. At the same time, as a teacher, Prajapati has to correct the misunderstanding also. Otherwise, he would not hurt their feelings, you know. So, but would have spoken asatya. So the correction has to be made, which he is going to do in the next section that we will read. So the essence of the first section is what? Akhyayika and Vishwa Bodhanam. Story and also the teaching of Vishwa. Akshipurushaha. And in the eighth section, Brahmaji is correcting the misunderstanding. And what is the method he is using? That we will read in the next mantra. Section 9. Udashara Atmanam Avekshyam Ya Atmano na vijanitam tanme prabrutamithi tauha udasharave avekshan chakrate tauha prajapatiruvacham kimpashyata iti tauha uchuhum sarvame vedamavam bhagava atmanam pashyavam alomabhyaham anakhebhyaham pratirupamithi. So what does Prajapati do? He makes an attempt, their misunderstanding, to correct them without openly telling them. So how much trouble, you know, the teacher takes to avoid this hurting the student. He asks them to bring a udasharavaha, a bowl of water, a flat vessel. Actually, it's called saravaha, means a flat vessel. So udakasharavaha means a flat vessel filled with water. And ask them to look into the water. He tells them, tell me, what do you understand about Atma? He wants them to understand that the image in the water, you know, water exists independently or not. That he wants to perhaps, whether they know about that. And how can that be Atma? So that is the question he is going to ask them. So image is parasarthakam and mithya. Whereas how can mithya chaya can be Atma is the question he wants to put to them and make them understand. So make them understand this, he asked them to look at the water. They don't understand this even after looking at the water, and they say, we see the image perfectly. It is so nice. My face is so beautiful. They say, so ha lomebhyaha anakebhyaha, from the top of the head to the toes, we see the whole atma within the bow. Loma means hair and naka means the nail. So they are still taking the image, the chaya, as the atma. Now Prajapati, you know, he should have patience, because when they are doing this, he should be very patient. When we want to avoid hurting people, we have to exercise tremendous patience, because hurting takes 1 second, but communicating without hurting takes long time. So he tries further, attempts another method that is given in the next mantra we will read. These are all like story portions. ತೌಹ ಪ್ರಜಾಪತಿರು ವಾಚಾಂ ಸಾತ್ವಲಂಕೃತೌ ಸುವಸನೌ ಪರಿಷ್ಕೃತೌ ಭೂತ್ವಾ ಉದಶರಾವೇ ಅವೇಕ್ಷೇತಾಮಿತಿ ತೌಹ ಸಾತ್ವಲಂಕೃತೌ ಸುವಸನೌ ಪರಿಷ್ಕೃತೌ ಭೂತ್ವಾ ಅವೇಕ್ಷಾಂಚಕ್ರಾಧೇ ತೌಹ ಪ್ರಜಾಪತಿರು ವಾಚಾಂ ಕಿಂ ಪಶ್ಯತ ಇತಿ ತೌಹ ಊಚುಃ ಯತೈ ವೇದಮಾವಾಂ ಭಗವಃ ಸಾತ್ವಲಂಕೃತೌ ಸುವಸನೌ ಪರಿಷ್ಕೃತೌ ಸ್ವಃ ಏವಮೇವ ಇಮೌ ಭಗವಃ ಸಾತ್ವಲಂಕೃತೌ ಸುವಸನೌ ಪರಿಷ್ಕೃತಾವಿತಿ ಏಷ ಆತ್ಮೇತಿಹ ಉವಾಚ ಏತದಮೃತಂ ಅಭಯಂ ಏತದ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮೇತಿ ತೌಹ ಶಾಂತ ಹೃದಯೌ ಪ್ರವವ್ರಜತು ಹೋಂ. We read both the shlokas together, because many mantras are repeated. So Prajapati wanted to show that image cannot be atma because it is mithya. How? Because image is dependent on the shariram. Even after showing the Udasharava example, they didn't understand. So Prajapati ordered, now you go and decorate yourself. Remember, they removed all their ornaments when they came for study. So Prajapati told them now to go and adore themselves. So sadhu alankritav suvasanav. Also dress very well. And parishkritav, groom yourself. Shankaracharya writes, kesha loma nakani, trim them all well. Have a haircut, because they didn't shave, they didn't do all that. So have a nice, you know, shave all that thing, and trim all your nails and all that thing. And after doing all that, again come in front of the bowl and see again. Then Chandogya repeats, so they also do all that thing. Swadalankratau, suvasanau, parishkratau, so all that thing. What do you see now? They again repeated the same thing. Swadalankratau, suvasanau, parishkratau. So what did Prajapati wanted to teach indirectly? He wanted to teach that when the body is decorated, the image is also decorated. When the body is not decorated, image also is not decorated, because image is going to anyway reflect. It is a reflection of whatever the bimbam is. So from this it is clear that the image does not exist independent of the body. These are all obvious things to us now, but the way the teaching, he is now developing it. So the dependency becomes clear through anvayam vidireka logic. This we have used this term many times. So sharire alankrite chaya alankrita bhavati. When the body is decorated, the image also is decorated. Sharire analankrite chaya analankrita bhavati. When shariram is not decorated, chaya also is not. Tasmat chayaha sharira vyatirikta astitvam nasti. For the chayam, the existence without the shariram is not possible. So he wonders whether they would understand at least now. That's what Prajapati wonders. And what do they say? They don't seem to understand this also. They say, O Guru, we see the Atma now. What kind of Atma? Sadvalankrita suvasanam parishkrita Atma. Then Prajapati thought, no, it will not work now. So Prajapati decides to give up, give some time gap. So there's maybe days, weeks, years, or even janmas. That is why Lord said, so dhumena avriyate vagnihim yada darsho malena cha etolbe navrato garbaha tatha tene damavratam. That is what he said in third chapter. When smoke covers a flame, what the flame? We can easily remove it by blowing the smoke. When dust covers a mirror, that can be also easily removed by wiping it clean. But when the womb of a child covers the child, we can do nothing. We have to sit put for 10 months. for the child to come out. Similarly, when some people's mind is covered with some thicker ignorance, no point in repeating the same thing. Only the guru will get tired. Therefore, tell once or twice, thereafter keep quiet. Pray to the Lord that these people become mature. So what did Prajapati do? He says, you are right. Yesha atmeti huvacha. It is as though that Prajapati is telling a lie. It means for chaya shariram eva atma. But still, finding no other way, Prajapati temporarily accepts etat amritam abhayam etat brahmeti. It is amritam abhayam, it is Brahma. And both Indra and Virochana thought that course is over. So they thought very easy course. Jnanam has come, they thought. And therefore, shanta hridayam pravavrajatav, rajatuho. With shanta hridayam, they went, both of them left. And now Prajapati feels bad because he made a wrong teaching. Shankara makes a lot of analysis here, it looks. How can Prajapati tell a lie? And Shankaracharya justifies. Prajapati did not tell a lie. He uses peculiar arguments and all. We don't have to get into all those arguments. Our argument is what? Simple. He has not completed the teaching. The other people left immaturely. He has not completed the teaching. He uses this expression only as a stepping stone. It is like the statement, what? Savayesha purushonara samayaha anyontara atma pranamayaha. So atma pranamayaha, is it correct or wrong statement? We have seen Taittiriya. It is wrong. The Taittiriya Upanishad tells it as a stepping stone, so it is not a lie. But Prajapati has to correct them. So he uses a peculiar method to correct them because they both have left. And what is the method he uses? Next mantra. Tauha anvikshyam Prajapati ruvacham anupalabhya atmanam ananuvidya vrajataha yatara yetam upanishadoba vishyanti devava asuravam te parabhavishyanti thi saha shantahridaya evam virochanaha asuranja kamam tebhya haitam haitam upanishadam provacham atmaiveham ahayyaham atma paricharyaham atmanameveham ahyannam atmanam paricharannam ubhau loka lokavavapnoti imam cha amum cheti. So both the disciples go back satisfied with this incomplete teaching. Shanta hridayau pravavrajatu. So what can Prajapati do now? He makes another declaration, like Ashariri. That is Brahmaji's method of declaring or announcing. He makes another announcement in such a way that it falls in the ears of these two people also. What is the announcement he makes? Tauham anvekshyam Prajapati uvacham. It is not directed towards them, just a general statement. What is the statement? Atmanam ananuvidyam vrajataha. Whomsoever goes away without knowing the Atma completely, they parabhavishyanti, they will be unsuccessful in life. They will be defeated. They will suffer in life. Devava asurava, whether they are devas or asuras. Who understands this wrongly will have to suffer. It is to make them think whether they have understood correctly or not. But this statement had no effect on Virochana. So what did he do? So shanta hridayaha evam virochanaham asuran jagama. Without taking note of this, Virochana goes back to his asura kingdom. And not only that, he goes there and becomes a pioneer guru, creating a wonderful parampara, asura parampara. How did he teach? Yetam upanishadam provacha. Such a upanishadic wisdom he taught. Atma eva iham ayyaha atma paricharyaha. This shariram alone has to be glorified. This shariram alone has to be served. He means by atma the shariram. So the chaya atma, which is dependent on what? This shariram. So shariram eva atava chaya eva atma. So if you have to serve this chaya atma, when I use the word chaya atma and all, I hope you are with me. So one has to serve this shariram. If you want to decorate the image in the mirror, where one should decorate? Not in the mirror. One should decorate oneself. Therefore, he says, serve your body well. decorate the body well, all sprays, talcum powder and all spray on them. Therefore, they started Deha Paricharya, service to the body, and got a wrong view. Who? The Asuras. That, so, Ubau Lokau Avapnoti Imam Cha Amum Cha Iti. So, these people are called Dehatma Vadinaha. Charvaka Praya. These are called, you know, Charvaka Praya. So, Asuraha. And their parampara has been continuing. Who belong to their parampara? Whoever is always bothered about their body. It's all asura parampara. Color, look, all that thing. So many books are now written. How to maintain the nail, how to maintain the skin, how to maintain the hair. No one bothers about maintaining what is underneath the hair. Swamiji jokingly says, underneath the skull is the brain. So all Virochana Parampara, all those people. So that is what is going to be said. Next, let us read mantra 5. Tasmadapyadyeham adadanam ashraddhanam ayajamanam ahuhum asurobhavetim asurobhatetim asuranagum heshopanishatam pretasya shariram bhikshayavasanena alankarenetim samskurvantim yetena hemum lokam jeshyanto manyante. Therefore, whoever is interested in maintaining the body only, whoever is charvaka-like, they are not charvakas, they are charvaka-like, I will explain it later. And therefore, whoever does not bother about the values of life, adha dhanam, who do not do dhanam, ashraddha dhanam, who do dhanam without belief in the deha vyatirikta atma which is different from the body, who have shraddha in the deha, in the body only and not in atma. So, ayajamanam, those who do not do the worship of the Lord, but they are always busy maintaining their body. So, what is their name? Asuraha. Asuraha means definition. So, asushum ramate iti asuraha. Asu means prana. So, prana, indriyam. So, shariram. Those who always revel in the body, the sense organs and all that. So, this philosophy is called Asuranam Upanishad. Yavad jivet, sukam jivet. Ridam kritva, gritam pibet. So, as long as you live comfortably. Borrowing even, eat very well. That is their philosophy. But you have to return to but when you borrow and enjoy, you have to return the money also. So basmi bhutasya dehasyam punaragamanam kutaha. Who bothers about next life? This is going to be burnt and is going to become ash. Therefore, they pamper the body while living. Not only that, after death also, they decorate the body. Therefore, pretasya shariram samskurvanti. How they decorate? Bhikshaya. Here, bhiksha means all this gandadi, like fragrance, they put all that thing, you know, to the dead body. So, vasanena, with dress, they put dress on the dead body. Alankarena, with various alankaras, they decorate the dead body. And this parampara belongs to Asura Parampara. And their philosophy is what? If the dead body is decorated, then this person will get good phalam. Not only here, hereafter also. That is why we call them Charvaka-like. That's why I said earlier, they are not Charvakas completely, they are Charvaka-like. Because Charvakas do not believe in other life and all. But these people believe, so they are Charvaka-like, not Charvakas themselves. They are Dehatma-vadinaha ityartaha. So, Virochana has misunderstood. Now, we want to see what about the other student, namely Indra. Whether Prajapati's teaching is 100% failure or only 50% failure. So, Indra is going to come back in the next section. Section 9, we will read. Ata Indraham aprapyaiva devane yetad bhayam da darsham yataiva kalvayam asmincharirem sadvalankritem sadvalankrito bhavati suvasane suvasanaham parishkrite parishkritaha evameva ayam asmin nande ando bhavati srame sramaham parivrikne parivriknaham asyaiva sharirasya nashamanum yeshanashyatim nahamatra bhojyam pashyamiti. So, Virochana totally misunderstood. He did not think over the statement of Prajapati. Whereas Indra, he receives the statement of Prajapati, the second declaration. And after he reflects over that, what is the statement? if Atma is misunderstood or not completely understood, one will suffer. That's what Brahmaji proclaimed. Why should Brahmaji make such an out-of-context statement? That was Indra's query. Perhaps he may be indirectly hinting at us, and so started to reflect on the teaching. Then he understood that Chaya cannot be the Atma. How can the image be Atma? So, etat bhayam dadarsha. He had a fear of what? Perhaps I have understood wrongly. So, it started to work on him. Swami Dayananda seems to say, he might have told some joke or something yesterday in the lecture. And after going home, taking a shower next day, this person would laugh during shower because he already mentioned a point 2 days ago in the lecture. He didn't understand, and he understood the joke or whatever it is of that after 2 days in the shower, and he started to laugh then. So they are called slow coaches. So the Udasharava Drishtanta did not work them at that time. Now Indra feels when the body is decorated, the image also is decorated. So image is dependent on the body. Therefore, how can the dependent image be Atma? He understood now. Not only that, when the body is blind, the image also is similar. And Shrame Shramaha, one-eyed. When Shariram has one eye, image also has only one eye. Parivrikne, Parivriknaha, crippled. When some limbs are not functioning, they are not there in the body, they are not there in the image also. Not only that, when the body perishes, the image also perishes. It is such a simple thing which I could not understand. Aham atra bhogyam na pashyami. In this knowledge, the chaya atma jnane bhogyam. Bhogyam means is phalam. Na pashyami. I don't see any phalam in this chaya jnanam. So through this, Indra has negated two things. What are the two things he negated? One, chaya atma and sharira atma. Shariram also atmana bhavati. Chaya also Atmana Bhavatim. Why? Both perish. With this Vishwa, the Pratama Padaha, that is dismissed. It is like Bhrigavalli also. Punare Vavarunam Pitaramupa Sasaram Adihi Bhagavo Brahmeti Tasmat Etatho Vacha Pro Vacha. So the same thing here also. So what did Indra do? He comes back to Prajapati again. Even before reaching Devaloka, Virojana already went to Devaloka, his Asuraloka, but before even going to Devaloka, Indra returns back to learn again. Has to properly, again, when he comes again, he has to again properly approach the Guru, not casually and all that thing. So, Samit Panihi and all that thing, he has to do it. Samit Panihi Punareyayam Tagumha Prajapatiru Vacham Magavan Gechanta Hridayaha Pravrajihim sardham virochanenam kimichan punaragamayiti saho vacham yataivam kalvayam bhagavaham asmin sharire sadvalankrite sadvalankrito bhavatim suvasane suvasanaham parishkrite parishkritaham evame vayam asmin nande andho bhavati srame sramaham parivrikne parivriknaham asyaiva sharirasya na shamanom yesha nashyati nahamatra bhogyam pashyamiti. So Indra approaches Prajapati again, and you know, he says, you know, Prajapati asked him, you returned happily now because of after I touch, but along with Virochana, but Virochana did not turn up. How can you have come back? Then Indra repeats what he thought before. Chandogya also repeats the entire thing instead of just saying that Indra repeated all of them. It would have just mentioned that, but the Upanishad is stale. It repeats the entire thing. That's why I'm not going to repeat the entire thing. That is why we see the second portion of this mantra is just the repetition of the previous one. The only difference is what? Previous one is thinking. Now it is speaking out. He says same thing. Image cannot be Atma because it is perishable. It is dependent. So from that we should understand body also cannot be Atma, perishable, even though it's not said that. Therefore, I don't find any benefit. These are all Indra's words. I don't find any benefit in this kind of philosophy. So Dehatma Vadena Kinchitapi Palam Nasti. So Prajapati says that is right. But before I could talk further, you went away. But I wanted you to find yourselves. So you have to learn from me, not immediately, another 32 years you have to do, you have to observe brahmacharya vasaha. Of course, devas have long life. For us, 32 years is long time, but for them it is 32 days. So, that is said in the next sloka. Eva me vaishaham magavan nitiha uvacham evam tvevate bhoyaham anuvyakhyasyamim vasa aparani dvatrigumshatam varshanitim saha aparani dvatrigumshatam varshani vasam tasmaiho vacham. So Prajapati says, evam evaishaha. Magavan is, Magavan refers to Indra. O Indra, what you think is perfectly correct? That is, Shariram cannot be Atma. So I shall teach the very same self alone, but there is going to be a difference. Previously, Vishwarupena Bodhanam, I taught in from the angle of the Stula Shariram Vishwam. Now it will be Taijasa Rupena Bodhanam. I am ready to teach, but one condition. What? Aparani dvatrikum shatam varshani. Follow brahmacharyam for another, he says, aparani, very clearly, for another 32 years. So Indra's urge for that knowledge also is so intense that Indra remained in the ashrama for 32 more years. Prajapati is now going to teach the Taijasa Atma in the next section, which we will see in the next webinar. यो वेदादौ स्वर प्रोक्तो वेदान्ते च प्रतिष्ठितः तस्य प्रकृतिलीनस्य यः परः महेश्वरः श्रीकृष्णार्पणमस्तु नारायण. Questions. Type in any questions. Okay. All right, I don't see any hands raised or any comments. Okay, if there are no questions or comments, I will sign off for today. I'll sign off now.